Chapter 26. Barak Arayan Alkioni.
The lawyer was tired, very tired, and right back where he had started. He didn't know what to do. His principal regret was that Hope was not with them. He paused.
When have I had these feelings before?
Just then he saw Intuition staring up at him. She touched her nose to his pocket. With a sad smile that didn't quite reach his eyes, he said,
"Now I remember."
Reaching into his pocket, the prince pulled out the mysterious note left by the hunter and read its cryptic message again.
"This blade separates life from life, Alpha to its lover, Omega to its foe. Never use it against a friend. May you love this blade enough to hide it in your own heart and escape the Seven Sisters."
The fiery cold sword of the hunter sang a dangerous song as he pulled it from its jeweled sheath. Raising his eyes slowly to gaze upon his reflection in the rock, he saw himself as a mighty conqueror with thousands of troops at his command. His royal robes blew regally about him in the winds of public praise as the people proclaimed their worship of him in a voice of distant thunder. "All hail intellect! All hail intellect! All hail intellect! All hail intellect!" Now the prince saw himself riding in a chariot pulled by prancing jet-black chargers.
"But this man is not my friend,"
whispered the prince. And he stabbed his reflection through the heart.